T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The American Heart Association is taking on the vaping industry in an effort to get those products away from kids. And as KYW's Justin Udo reports, the association made the announcement during an annual meeting right here in Philadelphia.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say around 27% of high schoolers are vaping. But Dr. Rosemarie Robertson with the AHA says she believes those numbers are much higher.
And everyone I have talked to shakes their head and smiles and says, those are way low. In fact, half of my school is vaping.
That's part of the reason the AHA is putting $20 million towards an initiative to pull the plug on vaping when it comes to younger Americans.
These new numbers with vaping and the fact that kids are getting addicted made us certain that we had to be all in and use every avenue we could to try to thwart this epidemic.
Dr. Robertson says the research will focus on the impact vaping and nicotine have on youth.
A big part of our research effort, in fact, will be focused on cessation.
The initiative also involves pushing to change vaping policy at a local, state, and national level and youth education. Justin Udo, KYW News Radio.